Hi everybody, it's Jim Graham again. I'm going to talk a little bit today about some of the projections that we see all the time on the web or the internet. Here we've got Google Earth, which I'm assuming everyone out there has seen and played with. If not, please search for it on your browser. Definitely play with Google Earth, get a feel for it. We're looking at projections and projection distortion. So the first question to ask is this distorted? Is there distortion in the projection that Google Earth is using? And an awful lot of folks might think the answer is no, because this looks like how we would see the Earth from space, right? It doesn't look distorted. Ooh, the Milky Way's out there. Cool. The Earth looks the way it does from space. Cool, so there's no distortion. Well, in reality, what we need to do is take a look at the United States, which hopefully we're all familiar with to some extent. And here's the US, which does look like it looks from space. Some of you may think this line shouldn't be curved, but it actually should be. That parallel sits between the United States and Canada. And this looks pretty good. However, as we move out from there, take a look what happens down here in South America. Okay, Brazil is squished as it goes around the Earth. Likewise, we look over here and look at Europe. Europe is smashed as it curves around the Earth. This is actually distortion. This projection is called orthographic, and it's where we flatten the Earth onto a flat surface to make it look like we are looking at it from outer space. It's a great projection because people intuitively kind of know that the Earth is shaped this way, but don't think it doesn't have distortion. It does. Distortion happens around the edges. In the middle, where we're looking down on the Earth, it looks great. Here's Canada. Here's Greenland, which we don't get to look at too often correctly on most maps. So here's what Greenland looks like. If we go over to Africa, we see, whoa, Africa's really big. Africa is a huge continent. It's actually three times the size of the United States, approximately. Take a look at Africa, pretty much fills up our whole view. We scroll over here to the US. Oh, the US is smaller than Africa by quite a bit. In fact, the North American continent is smaller than Africa. South America is larger than the United States and fills up quite a bit. Africa is still bigger. Get north upright, so I know where we are. Okay, and as we scroll around, similarly for the other countries, we see, wow, Siberia is really big. Let's take a look again at Alaska. Let's take a look at the size of Alaska. And then scroll over and take a size of the United States. You can see Alaska is quite a bit smaller than the United States, as is Greenland. Okay, so valuable projection, but just remember that there is distortion in it. Now, let's take a look at the other projection that's used, and it's probably the single most common projection used nowadays, at least on the web. Extremely popular. This is called Web Mercator, used to be Google Mercator. It's been made an official projection. It's a fairly new one. Created by the folks that created Google Maps. And if we take a look at it, there's the United States, and I've purposely zoomed out in Google Maps that the United States is about the same size as it is over here on Google Earth. And let's take a look at what happened to Greenland. Greenland is huge. Greenland is actually not only larger than the United States, it's larger than Africa, or about the same size. So what happened over here? Greenland is fairly small, much smaller than the US, and certainly much smaller than Africa. Okay, Africa, huge. Greenland, tiny. Go over here to Web Mercator. Greenland is huge. Africa, about the same size. So what's happened is in this projection, we are working with Web Mercator. I'm actually going to slide this over so you can see a little more clearly. Okay. We go up to Greenland. Greenland looks huge. Well, the reason it looks huge is because of the projection that's being used. As we move from the equator, where this is fairly accurate, up to Greenland, the area is being radically expanded as we get near the poles. Remember the other projection video we showed that with cylindrical projections, the area near the poles was massively distorted or exaggerated. Well, that's what's going on here. So Greenland's being expanded. You can even see here where it's actually expanded more at the northern end of Greenland than it is at the southern end. We get down here to the equator, things look pretty good. However, when you go south, Antarctica is massive. Antarctica is like the size of all the other land masses on the planet put together. It's just incredibly huge. In fact, they limit how far you can go to the poles so that it doesn't look as bad as it otherwise would. In other words, this is really a pretty bad projection. And a lot of cartographers are not happy that this is the most popular projection out there. It's really only good right around the equators. The one advantage it has is it does maintain shape. So if we look at Alaska, this is fairly close to the shape of Alaska. Area-wise, however, take a look. Alaska would barely fit inside the United States. It's greatly exaggerated. We go back over to Google Earth and we take a look at Alaska. It's fairly small compared to the United States. We then go over to the US, and Alaska would easily fit within the United States. So, always important to remember the type of distortion that's associated with your projection, because this could be misleading. If we did area calculations here in Alaska and area calculations here in the United States, if we use this projection for that, these area calculations would be off by factors of 3 or 4. Massive distortion. So something we have to be very careful of, especially when we're doing analysis or when we're creating maps that people expect the distortion to minimize. Google Earth, again, using orthographic, really is distorted even though we don't see it that way. Thanks. Have a good day.